You are now listening to the Social Selling Podcast. Introducing your host, Daniel Disney.
Let this be your playbook for social selling. Learn to paint a vivid picture with storytelling so compelling that they have to click. Build a brand that sticks. So listen up, we're about to give you all our tips and tricks. Let this be your playbook for social selling. Learn to paint a vivid picture with storytelling so compelling that they have to click. Build a brand that sticks. So listen up, Daniel Disney in the mix.
This is the Social Selling Podcast with me, Daniel Disney, and we're about to deep dive into all things LinkedIn and social selling. So strap yourself in and let's go.
Damn, Daniel.
Welcome back to the Social Selling Podcast, and we are kicking it right back to the foundation of all things social selling, and that is your LinkedIn profile. Now, when I go and teach teams about this, one of the first kickbacks I get is, our profiles are fine, Dan. This is basic stuff. We want the advanced stuff. And that's great. I'm happy to teach the advanced stuff. This podcast is going to be packed full of advanced social selling strategies. But trust me, I could teach you how to go viral in this podcast episode. And you go away and you create some content and it goes viral. Great. But if your profile is not fully optimized and not built to generate leads, then it's like a bucket that's full of holes that I've just given you a hose to fill. That water, those opportunities are going to wash right away. So I want to talk today about generating leads from your LinkedIn profile. What are the key areas to prioritize in your profile? Make sure you get it right so that you can convert you can turn your profile into a lead converting machine. Now, we'll do fully optimizing LinkedIn profiles in a future episode, but let's focus on the real stuff we want, which are leads. We want inbound leads. Who doesn't want good, high quality inbound leads coming in on LinkedIn? Your LinkedIn profile is one of the key places that's going to dictate that. And there are several key parts of your LinkedIn profile that are going to help, which is what we're going to cover today. So let's dive straight into this at probably the first thing people are going to see when they click on your LinkedIn profile, and that's your LinkedIn banner. This is the long image that sits behind your profile photo that you'll see there. For some people, it's plain. It's just a plain color. For other people, maybe they have their company name on there. Some people have really zoomed in bizarre pictures of things that make no sense whatsoever. Either way, this is your own personal billboard. And as I said, for a lot of people, it's the very first thing they see when they click on your LinkedIn profile. So what we want to do is leverage that space. That's your space. As I said, it's your own billboard. So if you've got nothing on there, it's like having a billboard that you're paying for in the street. Cars are driving past it, but it's plain. What you want to do is start telling people what you do. So that LinkedIn banner, you don't want to overload it. You don't want to put too much information on it, but you want to plant the seed. So when people jump in, ideally, very quickly, they know exactly what it is you do. So as an example for me, you'll see my LinkedIn profile focuses, my banner image focuses very much on my books. It will have me down as the king of social selling. It will talk about the LinkedIn training and consultancy that I offer and the speaking. So it's all there. So as soon as people go on, they know pretty much straight away exactly what I do. So what I would recommend your LinkedIn banner should have is definitely your company logo, maybe an image of your product if it is something that, you know, can have a photo taken, or at least a very nice, brief, well-written description of what your product does, or more importantly, the problem that it solves. So as soon as people get onto your profile, they know what you do. They know what you can do for them. They know what might be in it for them further down the line. So that's your LinkedIn banner. And bonus tip to this, I'm certainly not a graphic designer by trade. I'm a social seller. However, platforms like Canva, canva.com, completely free to use, allow you to fully customize your own LinkedIn banner. Again, completely free. Very easy to use, drag and drop, a great way to create a good banner. And there are also companies out there that do it for you and create even more professional LinkedIn banners, which I would recommend checking out if it is right. But we've got a good banner, fantastic. The next area that has potentially some lead generating capabilities is your job title. So underneath your name, you have space for, it's called your headline, but for a lot of people, it is just their job title. So it might be Dan, CEO at The Daily Sales. That's fine. There's a whole separate conversation and we go deeper into it with training around all the different headlines that you can have. But if you go onto my profile, what you'll see is there's actually quite a lot of space there, which I certainly try and capitalize on. And what I have are multiple keywords that again reinforce the key things I do. So we'll have Dan, keynote, SKO, speaker, LinkedIn, sales navigator, social selling, training, author. It's again reaffirming the information they've just seen in the banner image. And again, it's showing people the key things I do. So when my targeted prospects come to my LinkedIn profile, I am showing them exactly what I do. I'm visually showing them that I'm reiterating it within my headline. All these things take people on that psychological marketing and sales journey that will help them essentially, hopefully, convert to customers for me. Now, big lead generation tip coming up now. So we've talked about the banner. We've talked about your headline. What LinkedIn launched late in 2023, probably the best LinkedIn profile feature of all time, and one that has equated to me in the last 3 months a 20% increase in inbound LinkedIn leads. And when I say inbound LinkedIn leads, high quality inbound LinkedIn leads, it was LinkedIn's introduction of the profile button, a actual customizable, clickable button that can take people from your LinkedIn profile to a place of your choosing. Never before has this been within a profile. You used to have it in the company page. You could have people drive to your company website, but not on a personal profile. Now you can have your own button. Now, this is currently only available for premium account users. So whether it's Sales Navigator or any other premium version of LinkedIn that you use, that's where you'll earn the opportunity to use a button. But trust me, it can be very powerful. I'm going to give you an extra tip. I'm going to give you the Dan Disney top tip for LinkedIn buttons. And again, this was a big game changer for me. With LinkedIn's button, you get one choice. It will preset a few options. It could be visit my website, visit my store. It'll give you some button options. And then you can click and add one website link into that. Great. But if, like me, you have lots of different places you want to drive people to, there is a way around this. And it's, I personally am using Linktree. There are lots of others out there as well, where you can turn one single link into a list of multiple links. So if you go on my profile, you'll see it says, visit my website. When you click on that, it will come up with my Linktree, which has, I think, about 8 to 9 different options, which include the podcast, my books, training, speaking, inquiry forms, all the different services that I offer are listed there. So I've turned that single LinkedIn link into multiple links, which is what has helped me really capitalize on converting as many inbound leads out of it as possible. So we have a good banner. We have a good headline. And potentially for some of you, you'll be able to put in a LinkedIn button to start really capitalizing on generating leads. The next big part of your LinkedIn profile that is incredibly valuable is your summary. And again, this is a huge piece of landscape that you have access to that I would say 90% of people really don't utilize. Most profiles that I review tend to have a single summary section that might have a paragraph or two paragraphs talking about the person, sometimes in the third party, and just really just about them as an individual. And there is so much more space here. Not only is there more space, but we need to think about the psychology here. If you want to sell, if you want to generate business, generate leads from your LinkedIn profile, then your profile shouldn't be mainly about you in reality. It needs to be mainly about the people you're trying to sell to. Because yes, of course they care about you. They want to get to know you. They want to, you know, get to know, like, and trust you. But what they are more interested in and what is more likely to turn them into customers is what you can do for them. And this is what your summary is perfect for. Four, it's your chance to answer all of their questions. Who do you help? Well, I help these type of people. I help VPs of marketing, VPs of sales. I help CEOs. Whoever it is you help, tell them. How do you help them? What do you help them achieve? Well, we help solve these problems and deliver these outcomes. We help you achieve X, Y, and Z. How have you helped similar companies? Well, here are some examples of similar companies that we've worked with recently and the results they were able to generate by working with us. Great. How can we find out more? Put all your contact details into your summary. If you're interested, feel free to message me on LinkedIn or call me on this number, email me on this email address, head to our website, head to our YouTube channel, give them as much as possible. If you can put all of that fantastic information into your LinkedIn summary, you are going to generate more inbound leads if you start driving the right people to it. Obviously, your LinkedIn profile is the foundation. The next strategy is to drive people to it, which we'll cover in future episodes. But having an optimized lead generating LinkedIn profile is crucial. And again, I'm going to reiterate, it is the foundation of what we build an effective long-term social selling strategy from. So think about your customers. Think about those key areas. A good LinkedIn banner, good LinkedIn headline, a button, if you can add it, and a good LinkedIn summary that is focused more on customers. Yes, tell them a bit about yourself. Talk a little bit about your history, your passion, your knowledge, your experience, some personal details as well, some little personal anecdotes so they get to know you at a personal level. But more importantly, about 75 to 80% of your summary should be very much focused on the type of customers you're trying to sell to. And essentially, what your profile does is it qualifies people in and out. If they're not the right customer, then they move on. You don't waste their time. They don't waste your time. But if they are the right customer, then you've got all the information they need to think, yes, I want to speak to this person, or yes, I want to follow this person or connect with this person. And when I'm ready to buy, they're going to be the people I'm likely to go to. So think about your LinkedIn profile in a slightly different way. It's not just an online CV. It's not like an online profile that you're just going to fill in with all your information. It has the potential to generate business. And to generate business, we need to put our marketing hats on a little bit, our social selling hats on, and look at ways we can optimize it to bring people in. So think of those key areas, banner image, headline, button, summary section, get those bits right, and your LinkedIn profile can become a lead generating machine, which we're going to show you in future episodes, how to drive all the right people to your profile so that once we've got that bucket, we've filled in those holes at the bottom of the bucket, we're going to start filling it with as much water as possible. So hopefully this is going to help you unlock some more opportunities within your LinkedIn profile. Hope you've enjoyed this episode as always, and I look forward to seeing you on the next one. Hey, Daniel Disney back again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please do head over and give us a 5-star review and subscribe to the channel to be the first to get each of our weekly episodes. And if you want more social selling insights, then head over to LinkedIn, search for Daniel Disney, look for the guy with the red t-shirt and give me a follow. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Damn, Daniel.